website at krvs.org.
Hello and welcome to the Vermilion Sports Show on KRVS 88.7 FM. I am your host, Louis Prejean. I am joined via telephone by the Vermilion sports writer, Charles Long. Charlie, how are you?
I'm hanging in there, Louis.
Hanging in there. I think that's how our other co-host, Justin Vlasic, is doing as well. Justin, are you hanging in there?
Yeah, I think that's kind of just the general consensus among everyone right now, just kind of hanging in there.
Yeah, look, we've been without sports for a week today. No sports have been on TV except for reruns or season highlights that you watch on YouTube. That's what's been going on. That's the only kind of sports that you'll get except for NFL free agency, which is just off and running ever since Monday.
It's as crazy as everything else.
Exactly. NFL free agency doesn't stop for anything or anyone. And it's been nice. It's been a nice breath of fresh air and brings some normalcy to the sports news cycle that, I mean, has been essentially surrounding COVID-19 and all the safety precautions and all the precautions that the leagues are taking. And before we get to a NFL free agency heavy show on the Vermilion Sports Show, we've got to talk about the effects that COVID-19 has had on the sports world since we last recorded the show. We recorded the show last week, and we were getting updates by the minute while we were recording. Things kept breaking, things developed, and things have developed since then. So, Charlie, can you fill us in on what has happened since we last recorded?
Yeah, right. So the end of last week was wild. There were updates, as you said, coming out every moment, it felt like. And we recorded the show last week around Thursday at 1 o'clock. So all we could really talk about was what happened with a couple of NCAA tournaments canceling, including the Sun Belt conference tournament for basketball, and the NBA, of course, suspending their season. But then later on Thursday, the MLB announced that they're postponing their season, which I'm very sad about. The NHL announced that they were postponing their season. And then, of course, the big one happened on Friday, where the NCAA had all their conferences cancel their conference tournaments for basketball, and then the NCAA got together and they made the decision that they would cancel all winter and spring sports, including baseball, including softball, including all those other sports, golf. Very disappointing, and a couple golf tournaments postponed and canceled as well. It's just there's nothing on. Everything's been canceled or suspended.
It really makes you wonder.
All happened like right after we recorded as well, so it's pretty crazy.
I was going to say, it makes me wonder what's going to happen with the Olympics this summer as well if things continue to go down this route.
Right.
The Japanese prime minister, I heard, still wants it to be played, still wants the Olympics to happen, of course. I think it's a great opportunity for them for as far as revenue and ticket selling. It's whenever the Olympics happens, it attracts a large group of people from all over the world that want to travel to the host site to see their country's athletes perform. I think that if this doesn't get better within the coming months, then they're going to be forced. It's going to force their hand to cancel it, which I feel terrible for the athletes that have trained, you know, 4 years for this moment, and then they're not going to be able to perform in this Olympics. So, yeah, I don't know. It's all going to be kind of playing by ear, I suppose, which was pretty much the case for these other sports in America, where they were all playing it by ear, seeing what other programs were doing and leagues were doing, and then they just, you know, kind of followed suit.
Yeah, everything that has been canceled, postponed, it could bleed into the Olympics, just as you guys have mentioned. I mean, we don't know where this stops. There's a lot of uncertainty still surrounding COVID-19 and uncertainty on what leagues should do next and how to take those precautions. They're taking precautions right now to kind of flatten the curve and try to stop it from spreading. So we'll see how this develops in the coming days, weeks, months. We don't know what's going to happen with the Olympics. We don't know what's going to happen with the NBA. Is it going to come back in mid to late June? Is it not? We don't know. Are they going to cancel the season? As far as I'm concerned, after the four Nets players tested positive, and one including Kevin Durant, that was big news coming out a couple days ago, it looks like the NBA season won't be played, in my eyes. It feels like the NBA mm-hmm. season will be canceled. Justin, what do you think?
I unfortunately agree with you. I think that they were kind of ambitious targeting a May-June return. Even if they do return, it would be a shortened season, and I feel like at that point, just call it and wait till next season. Because then you just take the risk of throwing everything else off. So I think it's probably going to end up not being played out, especially as more cases come out with different teams. I know the Lakers just got tested once they found out the Nets had the virus. So now there's probably going to be Lakers players that have it. It's just a whole whirlwind of things.
And we don't know. I mean, all of the Thunder players have tested negative. So we don't exactly know what's going to come out of those results.
Right.
We just hope that everything tests negative. And we'll see what happens there. Charlie, what kind of season do you see it for the NBA? Do you see it being canceled? Do you see it being mid to late June, August, and the next season starts on Christmas? I mean, what do you kind of predict?
Being an optimist, I'm going to guess that they'll keep doing what they're doing. They're going to test every team and make sure and kind of figure out which teams are infected, which players are infected, and then go from there. Once every player and staff member and coach and everything is healthy, they might look at returning. Who knows how long that will take, though. We don't even know how many teams have infected. You just said that the Nets recently released that they have four players, including Durant, that were infected, which was very surprising news, as you said. But I think it's going to take a while to test every team, every player, every coach, get all those tests in and figure out who has it and who doesn't. And then quarantine them off. And then eventually, I think what might happen is, I'm kind of in agreement with Justin, they might have a shortened season. I don't think there's any way that they play out the entire rest of the season as was planned, which is disappointing. But, you know, if we get basketball at all, I think they'll take that as a victory. They could just jump in the playoffs. And even though I'm a Pelicans fan, I won't get to see, you know, our Pelicans that were trying to make the playoff push end up where they wanted to be. I'd still take playoff basketball over anything at this point.
And look,
I agree.
Things happen every single minute. I mean, news breaks, and we just had it right here where Shams just tweeted out that the NBA is shutting down all team training facilities to staff and players starting Friday to mitigate coronavirus situation. So that is reported from Shams from he's the senior lead NBA insider for The Athletic and Stadium. So they're shutting down all team training facilities to kind of mitigate COVID-19. Look, that's going to affect practice. That's going to, so you, it's hard to jump right back into a season. That's why I think that, you know, ultimately the decision will come down that the NBA season will be canceled. But look, it's hard. It's really hard to cancel a season because teams are 60 plus games deep into a season. And that's really hard to just kind of throw that all away. But if it's for the safety of the league and for the players, then it's absolutely the right call to do that. We'll see what happens there. But one thing that hasn't stopped is NFL free agency, man. It started on Monday and it's still going on. Jeez. I don't know where to start. I don't know where to start. We have all the quarterbacks that have kind of shifted places.
I'll start with a question for y'all.
Okay, go.
Outside of Brady, which is obviously the oddest, what player is going to look the weirdest in this new uniform?
Wow.
Like, just different.
What? Okay, let's see. Tom Brady seems like the obvious answer because
right.
Tampa Bay has ugly uniforms, first off. But I know they're redoing them. They're kind of redesigning their uniforms.
Bring back the creamsicles.
Well,
I think they're going back more like early 2000s classic, like just the red and just the white.
Hmm.
What about the orange?
I don't think they're bringing back the orange.
Dang.
Don't think they're bringing back. Hmm. Well, I don't know. I don't have like a favorite like Tampa Bay uniform. And I certainly don't want to look at Tom Brady anymore in the NFL. So let me, as a Jets
wow.
fan, look, let me just say, as a Jets fan, I say that. And as a Jets fan, I'm happy to report that he is not in the AFC East. I'm very happy about this.
You know, the Saints fan.
You know whose division this is? The Jets. Jets are going to win the AFC East.
This upcoming season. No.
What? No? No.
Buffalo Bills, man.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. You have your Buffalo Bills. Hey, shout out to your
I'm
Bills.
Riding with the Dolphins.
Making some moves. You're riding with the Dolphins?
The Dolphins.
The Dolphins are making moves. Brian Flores is a great coach. I trust him.
I like Brian Flores, too. I think he's a good coach. It's surprising they even won, what, 5 games last season? I think it's
pretty... He won 5 games with that lineup, and now they're paying a lot of decent players and good players to go play for them. And they have 3 first-round draft picks. The Dolphins are my surprise team of this upcoming season.
They might trade up for Joe Burrow. Who knows?
I've heard about that.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's will kind of defer off a little bit of the question, I guess. But trading up for Joe Burrow is such a fascinating concept that we discussed, actually. I don't think the Dolphins should do it. I don't think they should. I think they have too many holes that they need to use their other 3 first-round picks to figure out how to fill. And at the same time, I wonder if the Bengals would even take their 3 first-round picks for Burrow.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's tough.
It's interesting.
Okay, let's go back to Charlie's original question. Which was, we just went on 3 different things that we could have touched on for about 10 minutes. But Charlie's original question, I'll go with Teddy Bridgewater being in a Panthers uniform.
That made me sad.
That one kind of hurts because I like Teddy Bridgewater. And
now
we have to root against him. Are the Saints players...
I'm not going to root against Teddy. I'm just going to root against the Panthers.
Are the Saints players going to want to hit Teddy? Is my thing.
I don't think so. Not
I don't think they will.
They love him, man. How is DeMario Davis going to sack Teddy Bridgewater?
Not going to ask Cam Jordan to take off Teddy Bridgewater's head like you would ask Kern to just slam Cam Newton or something. It's sad. It's really sad. I don't think they're going to want to hit him.
That just hurts. I don't want to see it happen, Justin. I don't want to see these Saints players hit Teddy Bridgewater.
No, but I do want to see them hit Tom Brady.
Oh! All right, so we'll go. I mean, I'll go Tom Brady in a Tampa Bay uniform. That will absolutely look weird. I mean, a lot of people are comparing it to Michael Jordan being in a Wizards uniform. That's a lot of the comparison with Tom Brady. But, Justin, you have one?
I think the weirdest thing for me is going to be DeAndre Hopkins in a Cardinals uniform.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, I like that one. I like that one. So let's talk about that trade real quick. What? What is Bill O'Brien doing? Is Bill O'Brien just being Bill O'Brien? Is he just existing? Or
I feel like Bill O'Brien didn't even care. He took, you know, a bag of chips for their star receiver, and he was like, all right, this is fun.
Houston radio is going to be a fascinating thing to listen to. Houston sports radio is going to be fascinating to listen to within the coming months. I had heard that the Texans were looking to trade Hopkins because they needed draft picks. Because they traded 2 first-round picks for Laremy Tunsil. So they were starved for draft position, right? But then you look at what they traded Hopkins for and compare it to another deal that happened hours later with Stephon Diggs going to the Bills.
Right.
For like a first-round pick, a fourth-round pick, a fifth-round pick, and like another fourth-round pick or something like that. And then you look at DeAndre Hopkins, who I think is far and away a better receiver than Stephon Diggs. He got traded for a 2nd-round pick and an injury-prone David Johnson. It is the most head-scratching move of the offseason, for sure. And I know Houston fans are very irate with Mr. O'Brien. It's just so odd. I don't understand it. And DeAndre Hopkins had been such a mainstay of that Texans organization for many years. One of the best, if arguably the best receiver in the NFL for the past couple of years. And they trade him for a 2nd-round pick in David Johnson. Justin, I can't imagine what it's like to be Deshaun Watson right now.
I know.
I feel bad for Deshaun Watson. Justin, you're Bill O'Brien right now. Why did you trade DeAndre Hopkins?
I have no idea. That's the thing. I have no logical reason for that trade happening.
David Johnson. David Johnson's a guy that everyone loves on their fantasy team, what, 2 seasons ago, 3 seasons ago?
And then he has all kind of injury problems.
Yeah. Man, that trade was mind-boggling. And I was kind of thinking from a Saints point of view because I know we're looking for a number two receiver alongside Michael Thomas. And I started thinking, they traded David Johnson for DeAndre Hopkins. If you're a Saints fan, would you have given up Alvin Kamara and a pick to get DeAndre Hopkins?
It's interesting.
I don't know. Justin, entertain that idea.
I can almost see it from a personnel standpoint. If you want to boost receiver and make Latavius Murray your number one guy. But I don't, especially Kamara had a rough season, but I know he was playing through injury. I wouldn't do it personally, and DeAndre Hopkins is one of my favorite players. But I think Kamara is just too valuable to this team to trade him away and get another receiver when we have Mike.
Charlie?
In my opinion, so as to your question, I'll kind of answer your question earlier as to what Bill O'Brien was thinking. DeAndre Hopkins wanted a new contract, right? Because what he was getting paid was very team friendly. I think he was only getting, he had 3 years and like $40 million on this contract. So it was just over $10 million a year, probably around $13 million a year, which for DeAndre Hopkins is a bargain, right? So he obviously wanted a new contract. If you could convince him to come to New Orleans and stay on his current deal for 1 or 2 years to go on Super Bowl runs, if you can convince him to hold off and then you'll pay him or trade him to someone that will pay him, then yes, I think you make that move and you use your first round pick on either a running back or, you know, the other holes that we're talking about as replacement for Kamara. I love Alvin Kamara. I think that he said that he was 70% for almost all of last season and then he's back to 100 now. So I'm sure he's going to have a great breakout season. But the biggest hole of the last 3 years for this team has been a second receiver. And to be able to fill that and have two of the top three receivers in the NFL to go along with Drew Brees' swan song, I don't think you can pass that up.
I thought, you know, it's kind of a possible trade if they traded for David Johnson in a pick. I kind of thought, you know, what if the Saints were putting up Alvin Kamara? I know they wouldn't because he means a lot to the city. And, you know, I guess it's hard to replace Alvin Kamara in the Saints' eyes. I think, much like other people, that running backs, you can kind of replace them in the right system, but we don't have to get into all that. That was shocking. DeAndre Hopkins. So DeAndre Hopkins will probably look the weirdest in their new uniform, being that with the Cardinals. Shout out to the Cardinals, by the way. Putting some pieces around Kyler Murray. They're going to be fun. They're going to be fun to watch.
I can't wait to make my take that the Rams are going to finish last in that division.
You're going to do it again? Are you going to? I know you predicted that the Rams wouldn't make the playoffs, and good job by you, by the way. That exactly
after making
what happened.
Super Bowl appearance, and then they fell off the cliff, and they're going to fall off another cliff.
Wow.
You see, they want to shop Todd Gurley now?
Yeah, they're sweating his contract. That's why I'm kind of scared of paying Alvin Kamara. Every team that's given their running back a huge extension has regretted it. Like, the Cowboys paid Ezekiel Elliott $15 million a year, $16 million a year, something around that range, and they didn't make the playoffs last year. The Rams had $15 million tied up into Todd Gurley, who he was fantastic before he started. It came out that he started having knee arthritis. I don't know. I'm worried about that contract with Mike Kamara, but that's to be determined. It's all going to come down to how well he plays this year, I believe.
Yeah, that's a good point. Every team that has paid their running backs a lot of money has come to regret that. I can't really think of one off the top of my head right now that has been like, hey, we are glad we paid our running back a ton of money and made him the top five paid running back in the league. It's hard to think of a team right now. Okay, we'll stick with the Saints here. They're free agency. They signed Malcolm Jenkins. He returns to the Saints. That's nice.
Love that move.
So, Justin, you love that move. Why?
I feel like, still has a lot of play left in him. I was kind of surprised when I saw the Eagles let him go. I was even telling some of my friends that the Saints need to pick him back up. He goes pretty well with the system already. He's familiar with it. I think he was just a good pick, especially now that we got rid of Eli Apple. He signed with the Raiders. I think secondary was definitely an area where we needed help. I think that's a really good signing.
Okay. Malcolm Jenkins returns. to the New Orleans Saints, but it looks like, Charlie, the Saints are losing Von Bell.
Yeah.
So I don't really know how to feel about that. I don't even know if Malcolm Jenkins is an upgrade. I think he's an upgrade in the leadership department, but not in the talent department. What are your thoughts, Charlie?
So I'll hit on a couple of things. I think that I love signing Malcolm Jenkins for a lot of reasons. The one bitter pill is that, yeah, we'll probably lose Von Bell. And I love Von Bell, but some team is probably going to overpay for him. Maybe the Cowboys could be looking at him. I've heard the Panthers are supposedly looking at him after they dropped Eric Reed. If he goes to the Panthers, I'd be even more disappointed in this whole situation. I love Von Bell. I think he's only been improving. He's a great run stopper as a strong safety. He forced a lot of fumbles. He got a lot of fumble recoveries. He got a couple sacks. He's just been a great versatile safety for the Saints in the past couple of years. He's been a great reason, a big reason why the defense has been kind of on the up and coming, right? I think when you add Malcolm Jenkins, you add a couple things. These past couple of years, you've always had Cam Jordan on the defensive line. He's the leader of the front. Then you have DeMario Davis, who's the leader of the linebackers. But in that defensive backfield, you have a ton of talent, but there wasn't any real bona fide leader. You had Malcolm Jenkins, who Eagles fans have been calling the heart of that defense, right? And they got rid of him. Apparently, Malcolm was looking for a $14 million a year contract after this season. And we signed him on for 4 years, $32 million, which is $8 million a year. I thought that was a bargain because, as I said, you had the leader in the front, you had the leader in the linebacker court, and now you have a leader in the secondary. Someone that's going to be able to make plays. He's still an effective player. He's a guy that Sean Payton loves. They have great mutual respect. He's been here. He's won a Super Bowl here. He's a winner. He's won two Super Bowls. I think bringing him back is a great move. I'm kind of with Justin on it. But losing Von Bell is going to be tough.
And you think about Von Bell, that was one of the free agents, if not the top free agent you wanted to keep if you were a Saints fan. I know a lot of people wanted to keep Von Bell, and I'm included. So I wanted to keep Von Bell, but that's okay. I wanted to keep Von Bell. And Malcolm Jenkins is not bad from a leadership standpoint. I'm not mad at that signing. I'm not mad at any of the signings so far for the Saints. They have also, I mean, they've done a good amount of moves, especially in the contract department with Michael Thomas and Teron Armstead. Kind of their contracts have been reconstructed, Charlie. Michael Thomas and offensive tackle Teron Armstead, they have restructured their contracts, and it has saved the Saints roughly $16 million. Then you have Drew Brees. His contract works out to where that saves the Saints some money and some flexibility against the salary cap. Kiko Alonso, Patrick Robinson have restructured their contracts. Charlie, what kind of moves are the Saints planning?
I think a lot of it is just to have the cap space to pick up a guy like Malcolm Jenkins. Maybe I think they may look at trying to get a linebacker before everything's all said and done. I don't know. If they do make another play in free agency, I feel like it will either be for a
Yeah, it'll be. I don't know who it'll be for though, Charlie.
All right, we're back. If they make another move, I feel like it'll be for a linebacker and offensive guard. But I'm also sure that they're going to be trying to make those types of moves during the draft as well to bring players of that caliber in.
Yeah, all the restructuring contracts. I want to see a splash move, but we haven't seen any splash moves, Charlie. I don't know what the Saints are planning because it seems like Tampa Bay is getting better. Carolina is getting better. How patient are you willing to be with the Saints?
I'm willing to be patient. As you said, they're restructuring a bunch of contracts. They're trying to figure out the money situation.
Yeah.
Be too patient, you know. The linebacker I really liked and wanted the Saints to potentially pick up was Corey Littleton, but the Raiders scooped him up a couple days ago. At the start of free agency, so I was kind of disappointed at that. But they paid him a nice amount of money, too, about $10 million a year. So if I'm the Saints, I'm looking to try and get one more linebacker in free agency and then go from there. So be patient with them. I'm sure they're trying to figure out the money situation and maybe bring in another solid player on defense. Because if you look at how their defense is set up, if they're fully healthy this upcoming year, they're already re-signed David Onyemata, who we love. Sheldon Rankins is hopefully going to be healthy, who we also love. Cam Jordan, Marcus Davenport, they're 100% because Cam said he wasn't even 100% this past year. That defensive front's going to be as solid as ever. The linebacker core, Demario Davis, I still think they need a linebacker too. But then they have the defensive backfield now with their leader, Malcolm Jenkins, and Marshawn Lattimore. Janoris Jenkins hopefully restructures his contract. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who had a great rookie season. And I believe one of the reasons they're getting rid of Von Bell is that they think that he can fill that hole because he showed so much promise. And then Marcus Williams in the back. I think that they have a lot of promise to be one of the best defenses in the NFL if they get that linebacker too situated.
Well, now, Justin, you got the restructuring of all these contracts with Drew Brees, Michael Thomas, Patrick Robinson, Terron Armstead, Kiko Alonso. I mean, there's a lot of restructuring of the contracts, which has opened up a lot of flexibility with the cap. Seems like the Saints are making some moves, but we haven't really seen them, Justin. I don't know. Is the linebacker the move? Is the next move for the Saints?
Possibly. I know we lost A.J. Klein to free agency. That one, I feel like, kind of hurt. We do have Alex Anzalone, but he is yet to play a full season, so I'm not really sure how we feel about him. I feel like if we can get a pretty solid backup receiver for Michael Thomas, that might be the move, just someone to kind of help us split the field a little bit more, because Ted Ginn Jr. really isn't it. I feel like that might be the move, and then if that doesn't pan out, then I think we go linebacker.
You know who Saints fans would love to get? Robbie Anderson. But guess what? You're not getting him, all right? Sorry, Saints fans. I hope he stays with the Jets, because Tom Brady's now out of the AFC East. Robbie Anderson, you can win the division. Now, granted, if you sign with the Saints, you can win the division there too. So I really don't know. But Robbie Anderson, Charlie, a lot of people are high on this guy. I'm high.
Yeah,
on
him. I like him too, but I think he's going to be paid a lot of money. So I'm not 100% sure.
So you think he would be a bad contract?
Maybe. I just don't want to tie too much money into Robbie Anderson. I feel like, obviously, he'd be an upgrade for wide receiver too, but how big of an upgrade when you think that maybe you could pick up a wide receiver in the draft? We've talked about how loaded this draft is with receiving talent. You pick up a wide receiver in the draft and you have a much cheaper contract for a couple of years and a quality wide receiver two player.
Yeah. Oh, Justin, I've got a name for you, though. Emmanuel Sanders. I think that would be a good signing for the Saints.
I would like that signing. I think that would actually end up going very well if that ended up panning out.
Emmanuel Sanders. That seems like a name that I would want on the Saints. Probably maybe like a one-year contract on that as well, so it really doesn't have any long-term effects. I wonder if Emmanuel Sanders would want a one-year contract, but I'm not really sure. Okay, anything else that we want to touch on with the Saints free agency and what they're going to do? They've done a nice job of mixing free agency and the draft. The Saints draft well, but they also develop players well. That's why a lot of their draft picks have been panning out recently. I think they've done a good job of player development and getting these players ready to go and make an immediate impact in the league. They've done a good job of mixing free agency, not really going all out, because you look at a team like the Dolphins, and what the Dolphins are doing, they're paying a good amount of money to some decent players, but they don't really know if those players will actually pan out. The Saints are kind of holding back a little bit just to see how it's playing out. They don't want to overspend on any guys, so they might be shifting their focus to the draft and then kind of make some little signings here and there and see what happens there. I don't know, Justin, do you see that is the plan for the Saints, where they're going to kind of sign just a couple of guys in free agency and lean on the draft a little bit more?
I think that's definitely plausible. I just am not sure who. It is a pretty receiver-heavy draft, so I could see them holding off on receiver until the draft. I kind of would like to see them do a little bit more in free agency. You know, big names are still getting dealt. Darius Slay was on the move this morning. So there's still people that are going around that need places. I mean, not that I'm saying we get Joe Flacco, but he was just waived by the Broncos. So there are teams that are still getting rid of big name players. So you could find a pretty good opposite side for Michael Thomas. You could find a good linebacker. You could find a good lineman. If we always seem to have lineman trouble, so you could find another one to get in that rotation. And there's a lot of stuff you could do. If you wait until the draft, that's a lot of development that needs to happen. So I think you get what you can of free agency and then go to the draft.
Charlie, are you happy so far with the Saints free agency?
Yeah, I think I am, especially because we didn't overpay Malcolm Jenkins. When I saw that we were bringing him back, I was immediately worried because I had seen that he was asking the Eagles for a $14 million a year type of deal. But then once I saw the contract, I was completely relieved. I think he definitely wanted to come back and try and win a championship with us, so he took that sort of discount. I also think that the long-term deal was something that he was looking for, so signing him for 4 years was probably a big deal to him. So, yeah, I'm happy with it so far, especially that move.
There seems like there's a lot cooking up with the Saints, and that I'm pretty excited for. All right, let's go into more of the free agency, where we kind of touched on Teddy Bridgewater. And look, no one touched Teddy Bridgewater, okay? No one sacked Teddy Bridgewater. Do not hurt him. I do not want to see him hurt. I want to see him thrive. Now, again, we don't want to see the Panthers thrive, but we want to see Teddy Bridgewater thrive. And that doesn't have to be tied together. Just because Teddy Bridgewater's out here throwing 30 touchdowns in a season doesn't mean the Panthers, you know, will win 12 games or win the division or anything like that, even though 30 touchdowns is pretty nice amount. But Teddy Bridgewater is heading to Carolina, and this is a good move for them because, I mean, it seems like that whole relationship with Cam Newton isn't very good right now. There's conflicting things where it was Cam Newton that asked to be traded. Now he's saying the Panthers forced him to trade. I don't know what's going on with that situation, but now it seems like Teddy Bridgewater is going to be the starter for the Carolina Panthers. He signs a pretty nice deal, 3 years, $63 million, I believe. He's worked with Joe Brady before, so I kind of like that move where Teddy Bridgewater and Joe Brady already have a relationship. Charlie, did you like the move for the Carolina Panthers, or do you think they could have maybe gotten a better quarterback?
I like the move. I don't really know what – maybe the only truly better quarterback, and I kind of put an asterisk next to that, was Rivers, maybe, that they were in contention for. I don't think Brady was ever going there. I think Teddy was a very good signing for them. I figured that Teddy would actually be going to the Bears, considering what they were talking about, but Nick Foles ended up going there. I like the change of scenery for Teddy. I'm glad that he's going to get a chance to be a starter. A lot of people were saying that this was a lateral move for the Panthers, but I think that for 3 years, $60 million, $20 million per for Teddy Bridgewater is a nice deal on both sides. I hope he does well, as we've talked about. I just hope that the Panthers don't do well. It's really funny because I think that the Panthers went from one of my least favorite quarterbacks in Cam Newton, who I just have not enjoyed for many years now, to now one of my favorites in Teddy. It's going to be a weird situation.
And I like Christian McCaffrey. So Teddy Bridgewater and Christian McCaffrey are going to be playing together. That could be very nice, especially for Teddy Bridgewater, a guy you can just dump the ball out of the backfield to, and he can kind of go and make plays. Justin, were you shocked when Teddy Bridgewater and the Panthers became a thing?
I am not going to lie. I was a little surprised. I'm going to agree with Charlie. I think I was thinking he was going to go to the Bears. I did not expect Nick Foles to be going to the Bears. But it's the kind of situation where I'm happy for Teddy. He deserves to be a starter somewhere. Cam Newton obviously wasn't the answer, so the Panthers were looking for something. I think Teddy could do that for them. It's kind of just crazy to think about now, though, that the NFC South will be Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Teddy Bridgewater, and Matt Ryan. So it's going to be an interesting division. It's going to be fun to play pretty much everybody in our division. I'm interested to see how it plays out.
fun. Fun is one word to describe it, Justin. I don't know exactly how to describe it, but man, think about. I know we've already done this, but think of Tom Brady is with the Bucks. That is wild. Raise your hand if you thought Tom Brady would be in the same division as Drew Brees and with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think all of our hands are down. This is insane. This is
crazy.
You know
what's sad about that move?
What's that?
We'll never see a Brady Brees Super Bowl.
That's a good point.
It's kind of like we never got to see a LeBron Kobe NBA championship.
But we'll get to see them on Monday Night Football, I guess.
Yeah.
Not Thursday Night Football. Please don't. Look.
Oh.
Can you see a world where they put this on Thursday Night Football because they were like, we need to get these ratings up? Put Brees and Brady on Thursday Night Football? There's no way that happens. It's got to be like a Sunday night or Monday night thing.
After 1 week of not having any sports to watch, I don't think I'll ever complain about a Thursday Night Football game between the Jaguars and the Titans again.
Exactly.
No, I would take Thursday Night Football in a heartbeat at this point.
No, yeah. Look, and it's Thursday. I wish a Thursday night game was on right now. Like, I miss that. I don't know why. I took it for granted, guys.
It's not even football season. We wanted Thursday night football. It's not football season.
I need something.
Where's my Jaguars Titans game?
Oh man, I need it. Give me a London game. Give me something. I need sports in my life, man. I've been spiraling without it. But Tom Brady's with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We get to see Brees and Brady twice a year. We get to see Brees and Bridgewater twice a year. Matt Ryan, whatever. I really don't care about Matt Ryan. I don't know. I feel like I'm dissing a lot of people today. But Matt Ryan, he's okay. I don't know where I stand on Matt Ryan. He had
I
a down.
I'm listening to Falcons fans trying to argue that Matt Ryan is better than Brees.
Matt Ryan is probably the least promising quarterback in the division. Like,
that's a big fact.
Like, you just feel stuck. I feel like the other quarterbacks can bring some promise to a franchise, and then you have Matt Ryan. You know,
Mr. 8-9,
Mr. Vanilla Ice Cream himself, Matt Ryan, just bland as can be. Even though I love vanilla ice cream, don't get me wrong. Put some chocolate syrup on it. Vanilla ice cream.
All right, now I'm hungry.
Sorry, man. Sorry. I know it's lunchtime when we're recording
this. We're starved for football.
But we're not starved to see Matt Ryan play. And you can honestly just keep Matt Ryan where he is. But I'm excited to see Bridgewater, Brees, and Brady kind of go against each other. That's going to be fun. Look, sorry, Atlanta fans. I'm sure there are some out there. But,
well, they're probably sad because they just released Devontae Freeman, too.
And they released Desmond Trufant. Trufant was released. So.
I hated Desmond Trufant.
And Austin Hooper.
Yeah, you know what, Atlanta? No one's excited to watch you play football.
They got Hayden Hurst back, though. That's a pretty decent move for them. Speaking of decent moves, what's y'all's favorite under-the-radar type of move?
Ooh.
I think Mariota to the Raiders might be pretty underrated.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have one?
That was kind of confusing for me. My favorite under-the-radar move was DeForest Buckner to the Colts.
Okay.
Where he had an incredible season with the 49ers. That 49ers defensive front was the scariest in the NFL. And the Colts, who haven't really had a great defensive lineman in the past couple of years, bring him on to anchor their defensive line and pay him the second biggest contract for a defensive lineman behind Aaron Donald. So that's my favorite move under the radar. I like the Colts. I hope they do well. Phillip Rivers was kind of head-scratching for me. I figured they'd try one more ride with Jacoby Brissett and then maybe go to the draft if they wanted to replace him. But bringing in a guy like Buckner to really shore up that defense, I like that move a lot for them.
I like that the Browns kind of added an offensive tackle. They kind of need that to
Conklin, yeah.
Yeah, Conklin to kind of shore up some things there. Just, you know what? Jamie Collins to the Lions helps nobody. I don't know what's happening here.
The Lions are that franchise, okay?
That
you see a solid free agent go there.
one that I remember off the top of my head was Trey Flowers, the defensive end from the Patriots a couple years ago. You see a big time free agent go there, and you never hear of him again.
That's what's going to happen.
That's very accurate.
Hear of him again. And that's probably what's going to happen to Jamie Collins.
Jamie,
he got his money. He got a nice paycheck. But instead of going and maybe chasing a ring with another good quality team, I know the Saints, I think, were apparently interested in him because he's a solid linebacker. I would have been very happy with Jamie Collins. But instead, he takes the money, he goes to Detroit, and we'll never hear him again.
Jamie Collins!
The home of the NFL.
You could have... Jamie Collins, you could have signed with the Saints. You went to Detroit. What are you doing? Do you not want to win? We could have paid you.
He wants a paycheck, which is fine.
We could have paid him. And I would have been okay with paying him. It's fine. Jamie Collins, enjoy Detroit, okay? That's all I got to say. Enjoy Detroit.
Enjoy Detroit.
That's my under the radar. Shout out to Jimmy Graham for signing with the Bears. And shout out to the Saints for making Jimmy Graham a lot of money and for keeping him in the league.
He owes so much money to Drew Brees.
A lot of money. I don't know what the Jimmy Graham to the Bears move does, but literally does nothing for anybody. And he's just going to... I'll be surprised if we talk about Jimmy Graham once in the season. Maybe just to talk about how he had a two-catch game or something like that. I really don't know when we're going to talk about Jimmy Graham. I am just salty today. I don't know what's going on.
If we're talking about saltiness and tight ends that are somehow overpaid, even though Jimmy Graham is probably not making a lot of money, I still think he's overpaid. Austin Hooper had one good year, which was last year, got injured in the middle of it, which I know because I had him on my fantasy team, and then he got overpaid by the Browns of all teams. So we're back to our Browns slander because I think that was a pretty terrible move.
Back to it. Yeah. Hey, what are the Raiders? Okay, the Raiders had some pretty good signings in my eye. And look, Justin, you mentioned that Mariota's going there. We don't know what's happening with Derek Carr. Who knows what's happening to Derek Carr? All we know, Derek Carr could end up backing up Drew Brees or something like that. That we don't know.
But I hope not.
The Raiders have made some moves, and one of them is Jason Witten. Let us not forget, Jason Witten has gone to the Raiders. So
take it back, the Raiders are the retirement.
Justin, here's my thing. You love Mariota to the Raiders. I know you didn't say you loved it. You thought it was an under the radar move, but
yeah.
I'm putting that on you. I'm saying you love this. So
okay.
Justin, you love Mariota to the Raiders, which means you're going to love Mariota throwing to Jason Witten during the season.
I guess by the transit of property, that would be correct. But I think that more so what I meant by underrated move is that Derek Carr very clearly was not the answer in Las Vegas now. I got to get used to saying that. They needed an upgrade. I think Mariota is an upgrade, not by much. He got benched for Ryan Tannehill. But he is an upgrade from Derek Carr, and I think that that might give them just that little boost they need because they have a pretty solid receiving core. Their tight ends are pretty good. It's just they needed a quarterback to be able to get the ball to those people. So it's just kind of a weird scenario.
Don't sleep on Josh Jacobs either. I kind of like that.
I like Josh Jacobs, man. He's awesome. He was awesome for the Raiders in his rookie year. I'm trying to look at the other free agency signings that...
I'll make one last comment about that Witten thing. I remember that I had asked earlier what player is going to look the weirdest in his new jersey. I think Jason Witten in anything but a Cowboys jersey is odd, much less the black and silver for the Raiders.
Yeah, it was
a strange transition.
It was odd to see him in a broadcasting uniform, too. That was another odd thing about Jason Witten. I mean, I'm not saying I could do a better job. I haven't even said anything about Jason Witten's broadcasting skills. Just said that it was a little weird, you know, seeing him outside of a Cowboys uniform. That's all I have to say. Raiders also adding Eli Apple. Can't forget that. Look, have fun. Have fun, Eli Apple. You brought us some Eli Apple did make some plays. Let's not. I don't want to dismiss him totally, but Eli Apple made some plays. I'm not exactly mad.
He did something.
He did some things.
He did a few things.
He did a few things. The Titans.
He got burned a lot.
The Titans overpaying Ryan Tannehill is fantastic. Love that. Good job, Titans. You paid for a good guy. That's what you did.
Can we talk about the Vikings overpaying Kirk Cousins yet again?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah. We don't like Kirk Cousins.
Consistently. Yep. Kirk Cousins is consistently underperforming for the Vikings. And they're like, oh, yeah, we'll resign him.
Good job. Good job, Vikings. Kirk Cousins. That's awesome, actually, that Kirk Cousins gets overpaid. Ryan Tannehill gets overpaid. He can thank Derrick Henry for that, by the way. I know I'm still not a fan of paying quarterbacks, but he can really thank Derrick Henry for making him like $30 million a year. Colts get Phillip Rivers. That's on a one-year deal, too.
Interesting.
I don't know what to make of this. I'm actually would have just been okay if the Colts were running it back with Jacoby Brissett. But here they are. I guess they only have to pay him 1 year. What are the Colts? Here's my question, Charlie. What are the Colts going to do with Phillip Rivers as their quarterback?
Yeah, I was kind of thinking the same thing. It's really odd. I think they're going to try one run, I guess, with him if they thought that Jacoby Brissett was holding them back. I thought Jacoby was fine in a Colts uniform.
Me too.
So I think they'll give it a shot with Rivers, see how he does. I think they'll draft a quarterback and just have him sit behind Brissett after Rivers goes through this one season. It's kind of weird. I don't know. What's even kind of stranger is the Browns signed another quarterback. They signed Case Keenum in this free agency period, which is very head-scratching. 3 years and $18 million for their backup Case Keenum.
Man. Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know what's happening. Free agency has been awesome.
Free agency is weird.
I love the NFL free agency right now. It's almost like nothing what we expected is happening. I didn't expect Bridgewater to go to Carolina, Brady to Tampa Bay. We got Phillip Rivers with the Colts. That was kind of, you can see that a little bit. And then you have Mariota to the Raiders. A lot of stuff. Malcolm Jenkins coming back to the Saints, which is nice. What's going to happen with Taysom Hill? You see, you
I heard
did
the
your
Patriots
Bruce.
Are trying to get him.
That's what I heard too, and that's why I was kind of diving into more NFL free agency rumors that were happening. And I know Cam Newton's on the trading block. Then you have, and Cam Newton could be released for all we know.
Yeah.
Taysom Hill, apparently the Patriots might be interested in Taysom Hill. Bill Belichick might want a mobile quarterback.
The Saints get a first-round pick, though, which is nice, I guess. But even getting that first-round pick, I'm not sure it completely fills the hole that Taysom Hill may leave.
Yeah, I don't know. Do we want Taysom Hill to leave? We don't want Taysom Hill to be the backup quarterback because that takes away from what Taysom Hill is, that gadget player that you like to run at receiver or running back or just run. Look, there's a lot of things you can do with Taysom Hill, but if he's the backup quarterback and he has to kind of be in there just in case Drew Brees gets hurt, you can't really use him as much as you would want to. So it seems like the Saints either have to get a number two quarterback, a backup quarterback, or unless they go full force and run Taysom Hill as their backup quarterback, or trade Taysom Hill away, let him walk and go to another team. I don't know what's going to happen with Taysom Hill. And I don't know, Justin, what do you think the Saints should do? Should they try to get Taysom Hill or keep Taysom Hill or trade him away, let him walk? What's going on?
I don't think you let him walk. I think at this point, the Saints need to decide how valuable they think he is to the team. If they want to continue to use him as a gadget player, they need to get a backup quarterback, like you were saying. Where he's at right now as backup quarterback on the roster, I don't think would be the best use of him. So if there's teams that are interested in him and willing to give up a lot for him, like the Patriots, I say that's okay. Ideally, I'd love to see the Saints keep him. He's a fun player to watch when he's doing everything that he's allowed to do last season. I think at this point, I'd say keep him, but try and get a backup quarterback.
Charlie?
Yeah, I think so as well. I want to keep Taysom Hill free across the field, as you kind of said. When he's at his best, he's doing all different types of things. So you don't want to restrict him at all.
Yep.
But he had a lot more freedom of movement because of Teddy Bridgewater last year. And that's definitely something that they'll look into.
Sean Payton loves Taysom Hill. So it's hard to see what's going to happen with Taysom Hill. A couple of other free agency things. Broncos releasing Joe Flacco. Is Joe Flacco the backup the Saints are looking for? Who knows? Yeah, I'm not a fan of Joe Flacco in particular, but yeah, I don't know. Joe Flacco's a backup. We have how about the Calais Campbell trade that happened where the Ravens get Calais Campbell? Jeez.
Under the radar, nice move by the Ravens.
I like that move, man. He gets a 1-year extension as well.
Yeah, the Ravens are going to be stacked again.
Yeah. Look out for the Ravens. Just if Lamar Jackson can fix his postseason issues that he's had in his first two seasons, then look out for the Ravens. You can look out for them during the regular season for sure. That Calais Campbell move is, as you mentioned, Charlie, an under the radar move. I don't know. Any other moves that we're kind of missing out on? I know a lot has happened.
Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper spurned the Redskins, who apparently were going to try and pay him $22 million a year.
Whoa.
to take $22 million a year, or $20 million a year from the Cowboys.
He saved Washington. That's what he did. $22 million?
I think he did too. I think that would have made him either the highest or second highest paid player at his position, wide receiver, in the NFL. So the Redskins obviously made a big push for him, but he said he wanted to win with the Cowboys. So he's taking that 5-year, $100 million deal with the Cowboys. The Cowboys now have Ezekiel Elliott and Amari Cooper locked down. Who knows what's going to happen with Dak Prescott? To be determined.
Yeah,
their defense is getting kind of rated. They're losing a ton of players on defense. But they also added Gerald McCoy to the defensive front defensive tackle. So that's a pretty nice move for them. I don't know. I thought that Amari Cooper kind of got overpaid, in my opinion. I was really shocked that apparently the Redskins wanted to pay him $22 million a year. I don't think he deserved 20.
Yeah, that was a lot of money. That is a big contract for Amari Cooper. That was another move. And one final thing that I kind of want to touch on before we go is the new CBA was approved by NFLPA. So it looks like, and it was only by 60 votes. And how many people decided not to vote? Like close to what, 500 players?
Yeah.
Something
a lot
like
of
that
them.
Decided not to vote on this, which, hey, why not vote? This is your future. This is the business and league that you're in, but hey, it's your choice. If you do not want to vote, that is up to you. So starting in 2021, a 17-game regular season is going to happen. There's increases in minimum salaries, performance-based play, and player revenue. Salary cap for 2020 has been set at $198.2 million. And then we'll get an expanded playoffs as well. I don't know. I don't know what to think of this. Look, I'm not a fan of oversaturating a product. I'm kind of scared that this will oversaturate it just a little bit. I thought Thursday Night Football oversaturated the product just a little bit, and that's kind of why you see the product on the field that you see during a Thursday Night Football game, although we would take it at this point. We realize not to take a Thursday Night Football game for granted ever again. Now, talk to me and remind me of that when we're into our like fifth Thursday Night Football game and I'm complaining that
like
Washington
Browns
and Jacksonville
and
are playing,
Dolphins.
You know, like, yeah, remind me when a bad Thursday night game happens and tell me not to just be down on it and be
Browns
negative.
And the Redskins.
Oh, you know what? I would take it right now, though, right? I'd be like, yeah, give me just fine.
Give me the Browns and Redskins.
Give me Dwayne Haskins and Baker Mayfield. I don't care. I need it. I need it. But the NFLPA approves the new CBA. I don't know. Justin, are you a fan of this?
I mean, yeah, I guess. I know a lot of the players were not really excited about it, which is why I was surprised when I saw it passed. Pretty much all over Twitter, everyone was like, vote no, don't say yes to this. It's putting our bodies on the line. And then it was like, oh, yeah, the new CBA passed. As a fan, I'm excited for more football. I'm interested to see the new playoffs layout. I feel like your concerns are pretty valid with the oversaturating it with 17 games in a season. I don't know. I'm intrigued more so than anything.
Charlie?
I hate the new playoff structure. I'll just be outright with that.
Nice.
I think that punishing a number two seed, I thought they were perfect as is, honestly. But punishing a number two seed is pretty ridiculous in that you have to be the number one seed to get a first round bye. After a full and adding an extra game after a full season of NFL play, if you go 13-3 like the Saints and the Packers and the 49ers did this season in the NFC, and only one of those three teams gets a bye in the first round, that's tough. That's really tough.
Mm-hmm.
That's just too much. I don't like that at all. And I think having seven teams, like, what's the chance that a team that sneaks in, like, I think the Rams would have made it this year and the Steelers would have made it at the seventh seed. What's the chance that they even win their first-round game? Like, I don't know. It's weird. I think it's too much. I like the old playoff structure more than this. The 17th game as well, I don't know how they're going to do that with home games. If it's going to be played on a neutral site, maybe every team has a London game or something. I'm not sure. I'm not a big fan of it.
It's confusing. No team can go 8-8 now. Sorry, Dallas. Can't go 8-8. Just going to have to settle for it.
All right, they'll go.
Sorry, Atlanta.
Would have been 8-9 now.
Sorry, all the 8-8 teams. We could have said that for the Saints.
You're 7-10 now.
Could have said that for the Saints for a while. Where they're
can't wait to watch
those...
the Redskins go 1-16.
Oh, nice. I thought you would have said the Browns. We got to be consistent, Justin.
A lot of Redskins and Browns slander.
Sorry, guys. Yeah, we made that our Thursday night game. Oh man, we're sorry. We are so sorry. We miss sports, man. We miss sports. We don't know how to act or what to do without sports. It's been a week. Who knows how long it'll be until we get more sports in our life. I know the Pelicans are re-airing some of the best games of the year, and I'm just so happy that they kind of recovered from their 6-22 start, because otherwise there would be no games to broadcast at all. So I'm really happy about that. I know NBA League Pass is free at the moment. That is really nice. They're re-airing some classic games and some condensed games, so that's nice. Basketball is trying to sneak back into our lives. Who knows what's going to happen, when we're going to get sports back. Guys, I guess we're just going to have to just keep watching movies and keep playing video games. That is all we have, Charlie. We'll stay on our movie grind, Charlie.
What's that?
We'll stay on our movie grind.
Definitely.
That's all. I watched 8 movies this past weekend. A whole lot of movies. I watched 2 yesterday. One was Talladega Nights. That's how much I miss sports in my life. That I had to watch a NASCAR movie, but a great comedy. Nonetheless, so anyway, I'm watching movies. Charlie's watching movies. Justin, you're busy with school, work, and making us feel lazy. So congrats to you. That will do it for myself, Justin, and Charlie this week. Thank you guys for talking, I guess, NFL free agency and sports with me, as always. If you missed any part of the show, you can listen to it online at krvs.org. You can hear us talk sports every Friday at midnight. Programming on KRVS comes to you each week through the generous support of listeners like you and the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And as always,